Hare Krishna, welcome to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on the glories of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Before handing over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to ask Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction about Prabhuji. Mataji, please take over the call.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji graduated in the year 1999 as a medical doctor in India. Prabhuji then took training under His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj of the Hare Krishna movement and chose to live the life of a monk. He took serious study of Sanskrit under various scholars and also spent many years studying science, both modern and Vedic. In the last 20 years, he has been conducting seminars and lectures in various colleges and universities in India, as well as abroad on various themes. He is an inspiring speaker, a prolific writer, and has published books in both Hindi and English. Some of his books in English are The Cheaters and the Cheated, Secrets of Yoga, Mighty Efforts, Crazy Ideas, and Science Fails to Explain Life. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Tiffany Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept Hare my humble all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association with us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakurji. I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Please take over. Hare Krishna.
Just give me a sec. I'm just adjusting my brightness.
Sure.
Everybody can hear my voice? It's clear?
Yes, Prabhuji. Clear. Very good.
Okay, yeah.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namah Namaste Sarasvati Gauravani Prajapati Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschandishtarine.
Okay. So we are going to speak on Vrindavan Das Thakur. Yesterday I was thinking that maybe I get opportunity to speak on Vrindavan Das Thakur somewhere. And we got it now. Krishna fulfills everyone's desires, of course, not stupid desires, but desire to serve Him. Who is Vrindavan Das Thakur? And we all in this conference, most of us know about Vrindavan Das Thakur. Most of us know. At least generally we have an idea who is Vrindavan Das Thakur. He is the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat. At least this much devotees know. And he is supposed to be incarnation of Vyasadeva. But I want to talk a little in details, who is he? Because Vrindavan Das Thakur is a very important personality in our sampradaya. Without him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement would have collapsed. That's the importance of his existence. Now, at that point, I'll just come in. In a brief moment, I'll just come to that point. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adi Leela, 11th chapter, 54th verse. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, Vrindavan Das Narayanir Nandan. Chaitanya Mangal Jeho Karila Rachan. So who is Vrindavan Das? Krishna Kaviraj Swami says he is Narayani Nandan. Now this is a very unusual address because generally people are addressed by their father's name. Like, for example, Mahaprabhu is called Sachinandan, but Mahaprabhu is also called Jagannath Sutha. He is a son of Jagannath. So I think Jagannath Mishra. Yeah, Jagannath Mishra. Yeah. So generally, people are glorified by the name of their father, at least in Indian tradition, in our Eastern culture. But nowhere you will find that Vrindavan's father's even name is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think in Chaitanya Bhagavat also is Chaitanya Bhagavat and Vrindavan's Chakur doesn't mention his own father's name, by the way. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course, Krishna's Swami chose to address him as Narayan. We don't know anything about his father except his father's name. His father's name was Vaikunthanath Vipra. And it seems, Bhaktisandra Saraswati Thakur writes that it seems his father was not a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he might be an ordinary so-called Sanatan Dharma devotee. In that sense, he might be a good person, but he was not really an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his name is not mentioned anywhere. In fact, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and even Vrindavan Das Thakur chooses not to mention the names of the relatives of associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are not devotees. So that's the usual way how they describe devotees, biography. So anyway, but from other sources, we understand that Vrindavan Das Thakur's father's name was Vaikunthanath Vipra, and he belonged to Assam. So he belonged to Bangladesh. Previously East Bengal, now Bangladesh. Bangladesh, there is a place, Silhat. He came from Silhat, and he was somehow in relationship with actually Malini Devi. So who is Malini Devi? Malini Devi is the wife of Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Thakur, you all know, he was personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srivas Thakur's wife was Malini Devi. Malini Devi's some far relation was this Vaikunthanath Vipra. And Srivas Thakur's elder brother, his name was Nalin Pandit. I think Srivas Thakur and these people were actually five brothers. They were five brothers. So one was Srivas Thakur, and his elder brother was this Nalin Pandit. He had a daughter, Narayani Devi. He had this daughter Narayani Devi. So in this regard, Narayani, she was a niece of Srivas Thakur. So his elder brother's daughter, Narayani. And we all know that that Mahaprabhu, so after coming from Gaya, Mahaprabhu used to do kirtans in the house of Srivas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya at around the age of 22, 23. And he took sannyas at the age of 24. So this period of one to 2 years, daily, he was doing kirtan at every night in Srivas Thakur's house. So it was a big festival, and all devotees were so happy. And in that place, this child was there, Narayani. So in fact, so even previously, when Mahaprabhu used to visit Srivas Thakur's house, he used to actually bless Narayani. So he used to like this child, Narayani. So once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Srivas Thakur in the night, and he was doing kirtan. And that was a special day So it was a special day that he manifested his form as Supreme Lord. He manifested his form as Supreme Lord. So which is called as Ashprahar Leela. And he was So he went to Srivas Thakur's house once in the night, and he went to the altar of Srivas Thakur's house, and he actually threw away all the deities of Krishna, Radha, all Shariram and everything. He put it aside and he sat on the altar himself. And he manifested himself as God, Mahavishnu. And he told, today everybody should ask me blessings. So in that, Naraini Devi was there as a small child. Not as a baby or child. But she was around 11, 12, 13 years. Something. I think 4 years old she was. Yeah, she was actually 4 years old at that time. She was a child. So Mahaprabhu blessed her, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Naraini, speak the names of Krishna. And as soon as she spoke the names of Krishna, she immediately got love of God. She was weeping, she was crying. Mahaprabhu said, cry for Krishna, and she was crying, and everybody was happy. In fact, at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even gave his betel nut. So he was chewing betel, and a portion of that betel he gave to Naraini to chew as prasadam. Naraini took and chewed the betel. So some devotees in Bengal, they say that actually because Mahaprabhu gave this chewed betel as prasad to Naraini Devi, she became pregnant because of that. Of course, I mean to say, but this is absolutely rubbish, because she was just a bay child, first of all. This is some rubbish claim. Bhakti Sandha says they are foolish, because at that time she was a child. How can she become pregnant, first of all, when she's a child? Illogical. Second thing is, Bhakti Sandha said that this is foolishness to say that by that chewed betel she became pregnant, because then you are invoking some kind of mysticism and sahija and all these things. He actually discarded this opinion. She might have got some prasad, that's okay, some mahaprasad, but that doesn't mean that she got pregnant by that. It's foolishness at that age. Now, so after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, while the time being here in Navadeep, she was married to this Vaikuntha Nath Vipra. So Malini Devi, she said to the elder brother of Srivas Thakur, this Nalin Pandit, you see, now this girl is growing up, Naraini Devi, she needs to be married. At that time, 500 years back, children, girls were married pretty early in the age, like 13, 14 years they were married. So they thought, anyway, she has to get married. So Malini Devi said, well, I have some relation, and he's in my relation, and then you can get her married to that, to him. So she was married to this person, Vaikunnath, who was staying in actually present Bangladesh, and there she was married with this Vaikunnath, but unfortunately he died, he passed away, and she became so poor that she had to shift. So she contacted Malini. Now what to do, because Malini Devi is in relationship with Vaikunnath. So Malini said, no problem. My father's house, Malini Devi's father's house, was in Mamgachi. So present day, so that is Modrum Dweep, Mamgachi. So if you catch train from Navadeep, from Navadeep to Katwa, if you catch a train. So just after 2-3 stations, one station will come, which is called as Purusthali. You get down there, catch a rickshaw, and within 10 minutes, you are there in Mamgachi, Mudurundi. So people go to actually Vrindavan Parikrama. So people who go to Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, they go to all these places. So perhaps some of you on this conference might have visited that. It's a beautiful place, Mamgachi. And if you go there Naraini Devi, so Malini Devi arranged for her stay in Mamgachi, at her father's place, Malini Devi's father's place. So there she was staying, and she was doing some household duties. In Mamgachi, there were two more Mahaprabhu's intimate devotees already staying there. And one was Vasudev Dutt Thakur, whose house is also presently there. Presently, we go to Mangachi. There is house of Vrindavan Das Thakur Narayani Devi. And near that house, just you walk some 10 minutes, there's house of Vasudev Das Thakur. Vasudev Das Thakur, he was a special devotee because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told for Vasudev Das Thakur that Vasudev Das Thakur is so dear devotee to me that I belong to, my body belongs to him. If he wants to sell me somewhere, he can sell me. And he said three times, not just one time. Was so dear to Mahaprabhu. Who was he? He was from Bengal. From East Bengal, which is actually present Bangladesh. Most of the associates of Mahaprabhu are from Bangladesh. In fact, most of the initial associates, all these Gaudiyas, they are from Bangladesh. So he was from Bangladesh, but later he shifted to Mangachi. He had a brother, Mukundat. His Vasudev Das and Mukundat, they were very excellent singers. In fact, Vasudev Das, Mukundat, Vasudev Ghosh, Govind Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, these were pet singers for Mahaprabhu. Whenever Mukundat used to sing, Vasudev Das Thakur used to sing, Mahaprabhu used to dance. In fact, both of them went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri. Vasudev Das and Mukundat Thakur. So especially Mukundat Thakur, he accompanied Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri. And he was singing for Mahaprabhu on the way. Kirtans. His kirtans were so nice. Mahaprabhu didn't want to leave his company. He wanted to hear his kirtans. And similarly was Vasudev Das. So Vasudev Das Thakur was so important, such an elevated devotee that so that once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his house, and Vasudev Das Thakur said, you see, Mahaprabhu, please give the sins of all the entire world to me and deliver them. And I'll suffer for their sins eternally in hell. That's the beauty of Vasudev Das Thakur. So generous, so compassionate, so maturely compassionate. And so in fact, Vasudev Das Thakur, Bhaktisanta comments in the commentary, if Srila Prabhupada writes Bhaktisanta's, translates Bhaktisanta's commentary in Chaitanya Charitamrita, so where Vasudev Das Thakur's name come. And Prabhupada writes that our Guru Maharaj used to say that Vasudev Das Thakur was even greater than Christ. Because Christ said, have faith in me, and then all your sins will be dissolved. But Vasudev Das Thakur said, no. Even he said to Mahaprabhu, even if they have faith or no faith, transfer all their sins to me. And then Mahaprabhu said, you have actually bought me with this statement. Of course, these devotees are very elevated people. They can pray like this. We are not at that platform, of course. We are so simple. So this was almost same prayers like Prahlad Maharaj. He says in Bhagavatam that I'm ready to take sins of the entire world and deliver them. So Vasudev Das, he was a special devotee. Mukundat, Vasudev Das, Mukundat were actually Madhu Kant and Madhu Vrat, two singers in Krishna Leela. And so these two singers, their name comes in Gopal Champu, which is written by Jiva Goswami. These two singers used to sing in Braj daily. In the evening, there was a function daily in Braj. Venan Baba, Krishna, Balram, Yashodama, everybody will be sitting there. And they will be singing the earthly pastimes of Nand Baba, of Krishna, in Golok. So these were two singers in Golok, Madhu Vrat and Madhu Khand, who actually incarnated as Vasudev Das and Mukundat Thakur. So his house is there presently. He had a Vasudev Thakur has a deity, had a deity, Madan Gopal, which is still there. He was worshipping. And then if you walk a little further in Mamgachi, there is another house of Sarang Pani Thakur. And he was a great devotee. Sarang Pani was such a great devotee that he had such a preaching mood that in the night he used to go to jungles, and in the jungle he used to find anybody, everybody used to say Hare Krishna. So sometimes he used to go and a tiger will be sleeping, a lion might be sleeping, and he used to just slap the lion and tiger. And he used to say, wake up, don't waste time. Udelorina pura bhage. Dawn is there, you are sleeping, you are wasting your time, my dear soul. He used to slap the lion and he used to pull the ears, chant Hare Krishna. And the lion tiger used to chant Hare Krishna. These kind of devotees were there. Sarang Pani Thakur. So these devotees, so the point is Vrindavan Das Thakur was born there in Mamkachi, and he got the association of such great souls as Vasudeva Thakur, Sarangpani Thakur, and even Narayani Devi. She was herself a great devotee there. Presently, Vrindavan Das Thakur's house is actually is in charge of Gaudiya Math. Bhakti Sandar Sarasi Thakur, he took over the management of the house of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So now if you go to Mamkachi, you will, you can simply ask for Gaudiya Math, that's all. Gaudiya Math. And people will say there is Gaudiya Math. That Gaudiya Math is the residence of Vrindavan Das Thakur, birthplace. So it is written there. So Vrindavan Das Thakur Janmer Badi. In English also it is written, birthplace of Vrindavan Das Thakur, it's written like that. So there you will find the deities of Vrindavan Das Thakur, Gornetai, whom he used to worship. Vrindavan Das Thakur used to worship Gornetai deities. Very beautiful deities. In his Gornetai deities are like this, hands raised up, both Nitin and Gornetai. But their Gornetai deities are like this. Nitin Prabhu is like this, Mahaprabhu is like this. That as if they are just saying, please take this love of God. So they are offering love of God. That Vrindavan Das Thakur used to worship. And besides that Gornetai, there is another deity of Radha Krishna, which was later installed by Bhakti Siddhanta in Gaudiya Math, which is actually now Gaudiya Math. Yeah. So if you go to Mayapur sometimes, please do visit this place, Mamkachi. It's very easy. From Navdeep station, you catch a train. And just, I think, next station. So I think after Navdeep, the first station will come Vishnupriya. And then the next station will come Purusthali. Purusthali station name, you get down there. And that Purusthali station, just walk 5 minutes, there's Mamkachi. That Purusthali station is Mamkachi, actually. So just walk, you'll go to Gaudiya Math, then go to Vasudeva Thakur's house, and then go to Sarangpani Thakur's house. Take blessings of Gornetai of Vrindavan Das Thakur deities. And that's very nice there. So Vrindavan Das Thakur was born there. Now, when Vrindavan Das Thakur was born, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already taken sannyas, and he was in Jagannath Puri. So Vrindavan Das Thakur was being raised here in Navdeep. So when these devotees of Navdeep used to go and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we all know why, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the devotees, all the Gaudiya devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had two sets of devotees, actually three sets of devotees. One were Gaudiya, who belonged to Bengal and Bangladesh area, now Bengal. Another were Odia devotees, who belonged to Odisha, like Swarup Damodar, Ramanand Rai, all were born there. Shiki Mahiti and Madhavi, all these devotees. And who was that? Kashi Mishra, whose Bhavan was there, Pratap Rudra, all these Odia devotees. And then there were Vrindavan devotees. Vrindavan devotees, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all these were Vrindavan devotees. So there were three sets of devotees. So every year, Gaudiya devotees used to go in Chaturmasya to Puri. And they used to spend Chaturmasya time there. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everywhere they used to go and visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Vrindavan Das Thakur never went with all this party. Of course, Advaita Charan, all the devotees went. And all these devotees, so Shivanand Sen, he arranged for all the devotees to go to everywhere, visit Puri, have association with Mahaprabhu, come back. But Vrindavan Das Thakur never went because he was still a child. And Narayani Devi didn't want to send a child without father. He didn't have father, of course, I told you. Without father, a child is going. And then she can't even go alone without a husband. So she also didn't visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur didn't visit. So Vrindavan Das Thakur never actually saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was was it unfortunate? Of course, Vrindavan Das Thakur might be feeling it's unfortunate for me. But at the same time, we don't say that it was unfortunate because meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those are very two different things. The kind of service he did for Gaudiya Vaishnav Samaj, that is unparalleled. Without him, I told Gaudiya Vaishnav community would have collapsed. And I'll tell why. But the kind of service he did, his role was indispensable in the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. But he didn't meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but no problem. We meet Krishna in service. That's very important. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many devotees didn't meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam Das Thakur didn't meet him. Srinivas Acharya didn't meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shyamananda Pandit didn't meet. But Habat Srila Prabhupada writes in the song, the purport to that song, So Chaitanya Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Kori Mane, that song, Prabhupada writes a purport. Prabhupada says, anybody who is serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Nitya Sangi. He is associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is still participating in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not present. So in that sense, Vrindavan Thakur, we can't say he's unfortunate. That's of course crazy. So Vrindavan Thakur never met him, but at the same time, Vrindavan Thakur met Nityanand Prabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Puri, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shifted to Puri, he told Nityanand Prabhu, so he used to call Nityanand Prabhu as Sripad. He said, Sripad, you go to Navdeep. You go to Bengal and preach there. What I cannot do, you can do. So, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have delivered the entire universe he's got. But he said, well, I cannot go to Bengal because my mother is there. Bengal is my birthplace. And then my wife is there, Vishnu Priya. And if I go there, what people will talk about me and my wife? And you know, people are crazy, all these rumors. And then our mission will fail. So you go. And moreover, I'm a sannyasi and I'll not be able to preach rich people. So you go and preach rich people. And for that, you go and marry. So Nityanand Prabhu married. Not once, but twice. So he married two daughters of Suridas Sarkhel, who was the elder brother of Gauridas Pandit in Ambika Kalna. And then he bought a place in Khadda, a big palace. And he was preaching to big people, rich people. And they were thinking, Nityanand Prabhu, he's not a sannyasi. I mean to say, rich people don't want to listen from a sannyasi. They say, anyway, the sannyasi has wasted his life. I should be listening. But Nityanand Prabhu bought a palace. He was living in a palace. He had two wives and he had followers. So rich people didn't hesitate to actually associate with him. And Nityanand Prabhu used to dress very nicely. He used to dress very gorgeously. He used to wear silk clothes, blue silk clothes, turban with necklace of jewels and with actually diamond rings on all his 10 fingers. You can imagine. It's actually crazy. So people thought, my God, such a rich man. We should have contact with him. And just by his association, people were becoming devotees. So he had this role. So he came to Bengal and he was preaching all around Bengal and Bangladesh. So modern Bangladesh, all around East Bengal, West Bengal, he was preaching. He was preaching to rich people, he was preaching to dacoits, he was preaching to tantrics, he was preaching to people who were actually cannibals. At that time they were cannibals who were doing human sacrifices. He was preaching to them. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot do, his follower can do by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And Nityanand Prabhu did more than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So Nityanand Prabhu was traveling and preaching and he got a huge following in Bengal. Like for example, Mahesh Pandit, Dhananjay Pandit, Purushottam Acharya, Maniketan Ramdas, all these great souls, they become devotees of Lord Nityanand Prabhu, the Das Gadadhar, and they were also preaching. So Nityanand Prabhu had this career, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared and then Nityanand Prabhu was still preaching. But by the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, Vrindavan Thakur became little young. At the age of 17, Vrindavan Thakur met Nityanand Prabhu's party. He met Nityanand Prabhu's party, I think by the time Mahaprabhu disappeared. And he became the last disciple of Nityanand Prabhu. Now, this is very important. He is 17 years old and is the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. Now, why I'm telling this? Because this is very important, because Vrindavanas Thakur is a young boy, but nevertheless very courageous. He was very courageous, as we will understand now. Now, he, of course, Gaur Varnodesh Deepika, which is written by Kavi Karan Pundas, who is a son of Sivanand Sen, he mentions there Vrindavanas Thakur is incarnation of Vyasadev. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna Leela Bhagavate Kahe Ved Vyas, Chaitanya Leela Vyas, Vrindavan Das. This is Adi Leela, 8th chapter, 34th verse. Chaitanya Leela Vyas, Vrindavan Das. Vrindavanas Thakur, the incarnation of Vyasadev, he is not an ordinary person, but at least in the past times, which is happening, which happened visibly 500 years ago, at very young age, he was very courageous. Why? Because what happened was, he was actually servant of Nityananda Prabhu, the last disciple. And he was the youngest, so Nityananda Prabhu used to like him very much. Nityananda Prabhu kept him as his personal servant to actually offer him prasad, to offer Nityananda Prabhu prasad, arrange for his prasad wherever they go. His personal servant. So once they reached a village, Denur. In Bengal, there is a village, Denur. He reached a village, Denur. And in Denur, this village, if you want to go to Denur, you can catch a bus from Vardhman. Vardhman, you all know. Vardhman comes, Vardhman is a station which comes just before Havra. If you go by train to Havra, to Bengal. So from Vardhman, you catch a bus and they'll drop you at Denur. So in this village, Nityananda Prabhu stopped with all his party. And Nityananda Prabhu asked Vrindavanas Thakur, after arranging all the prasad, he honored prasad. After that, he asked Vrindavanas Thakur, can I have this arad, this haritaki. So there's a herb called as haritaki, which is to be taken after the meal for proper digestion. And Nityananda Prabhu asked, can I have that? Vrindavanas Thakur immediately took that out from his pocket and he gave to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu said, you keep this in your pocket? So Vrindavanas Thakur said, well, I in the previous village, I took some extra and I kept it so that when you ask, I'll be able to give you. Otherwise, I don't have, then you ask, then I have to go and beg from some other house. I have to give it to you. It delays the process. So to just a practical thing to actually not delay the process and give you haritaki. Then we said, well, it's practical, but it's not good. So you have broken the dharma of vairagi. You are a renunciate and you don't want to marry. You have joined me as full-time brahmachari. And now you keep things. A brahmachari who keeps things as himself, he's fallen. So I reject you. So Vrindavanas Thakur was very unhappy and he was weeping. And then we said, well, I'm not rejecting you. Don't worry about that. But I want you to sit here. This is all excuse, haritaki and all these things. This was my pastime, but you sit here and write a book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So Nityananda Prabhu might have noticed his Vrindavanas Thakur's writing capabilities when he was a servant. And he recognized it and he told you sit and write about Chaitanya. Well, of course, Nityananda Prabhu knew that he's incarnation of Vyasadeva. He has incarnated to write about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said, you sit, if you keep on traveling, how will you write? Because writing needs some intense focus and then you have to write, you have to collect the leaves, you have to dry them, you have to write them and keep it properly. And then you have to make copies and then distribute it. So you need some headquarters and you need some all these, your space, you know. But you're traveling with me as a renunciate and you're arranging for my food. You're not able to do this project. So you sit here and complete this project. Nityananda Thakur, of course, he didn't want to leave Nityananda Prabhu's company but he understood service is more important. He stayed there. Now that place, Denur, is very important because in Denur, there is also Keshav Bharti's free part. Keshav Bharti's house is there in Denur. Keshav Bharti stayed there for a long time in Denur before Vrindavanas Thakur arrived there. And there is still a place. So it was already a holy place. And Vrindavanas Thakur stayed there. There, what happened was, he was staying there, but the whole problem was now he wanted to write this book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Of course, he also wanted to include Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes there in this book, because Nityananda Prabhu is a spiritual master. In fact, if you read the book of Vrindavan Das Thakur, which is named by Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote a book, Chaitanya Mangal. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, when he refers to Lochan Das Thakur, to Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he mentions Chaitanya Mangal name, not Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is verse Adi Leela, 8th canto, 38th verse. 8th chapter, 38th verse. Sorry. Adi Leela, chapter 38th verse. Krishna Goswami is writing, Chaitanya Mangal Shune Yadi Pashanda Javan Sei Mahavaishnav Hoi Tatakshan. Anybody who hears Chaitanya Mangal, no matter he may be an atheist or he may be a dog eater, immediately he'll become the greatest Vaishnava. That's the power of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Bhakti Sandasasi Thakur, sorry, Chaitanya Mangal. This is the name Vrindavan Das Thakur kept. So his book's name was Chaitanya Mangal. Krishna Goswami gave this name Chaitanya Mangal in his book. But what happened was, this later Lochan Das Thakur also wrote a book by name Chaitanya Mangal in Sri Khanda, who was a disciple of Narahari Sarkar Thakur. So devotees thought, you know, two same names, it's a confusion. So they changed the name of Chaitanya Mangal of Vrindavan Das Thakur to Chaitanya Bhagavat. And they said that this is good because one Bhagavat is written by Vedvyas, and this Bhagavat, which is Chaitanya Bhagavat, is written by Vrindavan Das, who is none other than Vedvyas. So it just sort of harmonized and settled. So his book, so probably it seems that after Chaitanya Charitamrita is written, after Chaitanya Charitamrita was written, after that the name of the book was changed to Chaitanya Bhagavat. It seems like that, because Krishna Goswami never mentioned Chaitanya Bhagavat in the Vrindavan Thakur's book. He mentioned Chaitanya Mangal. So anyway, that book was named Chaitanya Bhagavat, but that to write that book needed a lot of courage and a lot of risk, by the way. And Chaitanya Bhagavat is written by Vrindavan Thakur. He completed the project. He completed or sort of completed, I'll talk about that. But he completed the project, and that was the first any biography of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu in Bengali. Previous to this, some devotees wrote about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Murari Gupta, he wrote about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Chaitanya Charita Amrit, Murari Gupta, or Chaitanya Charitra, I think, Chaitanya Charitra, that book was in, that was in Sanskrit. Kavi Karmapurna Das, he wrote in Sanskrit, Chaitanya Chandrodaya, I think. That's in Sanskrit. So there were a few books in Sanskrit, but there was nothing in Bengali. Some Upper Sampradaya devotees, people wrote in Bengali, of course. Some Upper Sampradaya Sahijas, they also wrote in Bengali about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But all Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj, they didn't accept as authentic. First authentic Bengali biographical source of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and precepts was Chaitanya Mangal by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And then was Chaitanya Mangal, another by Lochan Das Thakur. And then Krishna's Kaviraj Swami, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But later Chaitanya Mangal of Vrindavan Das Thakur was named Chaitanya Bhagavat. So you see the point, if Vrindavan Das Thakur would not have written this book in Bengali, nobody would have known who is Mahaprabhu, who is Nityananda Prabhu, what's their philosophy, what this incarnation is for, and everything would have dissolved right there, because nobody knew, because people were forgetting Sanskrit. People were becoming nonsense, Pashandis and atheists. They were no longer interested in Krishna and all this. In Bengal, anyway, people are interested in Durga, Tantric, and all these things. So things were getting lost. And in Sanskrit, who reads Sanskrit? So just like Ramayana, this is almost the case of Ramayana. Like Valmiki ji, he wrote Ramayana, but nobody read it. And Lord Ram's whole pastimes and his whole leelas, they were getting lost. So at least in North India. Because nobody knew about Ram, because Sanskrit was oblivious. And then came Tulsidas, and he wrote Ramcharitmanas in local language. And that became so popular. And because of that, now in Bihar, UP, Jharkhand, all this Nepal, everybody knows Ram. Of course, that's another issue whether Ramcharitmanas is not completely bona fide and whether there is mixture of Mayavada or not. But I'm not going into that. But the whole point I'm bringing is to give in local language where people understand. That's the most important. Otherwise, Parampara goes down. So he did that in the Manastha. Chaitanya Bhagavat was the first book in Bengali about our biography of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you see, it's such an important work. Without Nandanas Thakur, Gaudiya Vaishnavism would have been lost in pages of history. So he wrote that book. But interesting thing is, it was a very complex thing to write this book. And in fact, the style he wrote this book, Nandanas Thakur, that was also really controversial. Both things. The setup he wrote this book, that was very, very tensed. And the style he wrote this book, it was very controversial, and it made the situation more tense to such an extent that people wanted to kill Vrindavan's. He was just a boy, teen boy, 20, 21 years. And people want to kill him. You can imagine. And everybody was against him. For example, as I'll give you example, all Brahmin community was against Vrindavan's. Because Vrindavan's Thakur, he actually criticized Brahmanas in his book, left and right. Because he said all these Brahmanas, they are all just mechanical, ritualistic people. They don't understand any love of God, and they are actually envious of Mahaprabhu and Nitin Prabhu. Let them go to hell. He just wrote straightforward. He was a very strong preacher, very blunt person, so to say, in the eyes of people. But according to Bhakti Santa, he was the most merciful person because he helped genuine souls to distinguish darkness from light, to know the truth. So he actually criticized, whole Brahmin community was against him. Whole Baniya community was against Vrindavan's Thakur. Why? Because Nityanand Prabhu, his guru, Nityanand Prabhu actually preached to all these rich people. He was preaching to rich people, you see. And Nityanand Prabhu actually converted one of the very rich person in Saptgram in Bengal, whose name was Udharandat Thakur. He was a devotee of Nityanand Prabhu. And he belonged to this Baniya community, to this Suvarna Bani community, gold merchants. Nityanand Prabhu told him, see, your job is to preach to gold merchants. And he converted many gold merchants in Vaishnavism. And because of that, these gold merchants stopped giving donations to Brahmanas. Because they understood Vaishnavism is, you know, love of God. These all Brahmanas are cheating. They're all into rituals and they're fooling people by their ritualistic things. They are nonsense. So Brahmanas became more agitated and they thought, you know, this is all crazy. Nityanand Prabhu, he's crazy. And of course, they couldn't do anything to Nityanand Prabhu. And of course, later Nityanand Prabhu disappeared. So they thought, you know, Vrindavan's Thakur, let us just finish him off because he's writing all these things in his book. He penned all these things in his book. And if this book starts circulating, then we are finished, Brahmin community. And they plotted to kill Vrindavan's Thakur and Udharandat Thakur. So you see, preaching is never easy. It's not that at that time those people were writing books and people were calling them to their places and they were simply speaking and they were roses. And it was not like that. It was very difficult. To preach truth is always difficult. Truth is always bitter. So first of all, Brahmin community is against Vrindavan's Thakur. They're very jealous, very envious against him. They want to kill him. Second, Vrindavan's Thakur's thought that I should take help from Advait Parivar to curb this situation of Brahmin, to actually deal with Brahmins all around. Otherwise, they'll kill me and how will I finish this project? This thing I'm talking when he's about to write Chaitanya Bhagavat. He's actually in the process of writing Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he said, this has become a crazy situation, how to handle it. So he asked for support from Advait Acharya's disciples, Advait Parivar, Advait Shaka. Now something unfortunate happened. Advait Acharya, he disappeared. Advait Acharya had 6 sons. Out of that, 3 sons became atheistic. And 3 sons, they were sort of devotees. And those 3 sons were Achyutanand. First was Achyutanand. Second was Krishna Mishra. And the third was Gopal. Now, this person, Gopal, you know, from in Jagannath Puri, This is the same child Gopal. When Advaicharya was dancing and they were cleaning in Gundicha, Gopal actually became unconscious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually blessed Gopal and he told Gopal, get up. And he got up from his unconscious state. He's the same Gopal, that child. So it seems both three were devotees, but actually Bhakti Sanatana Thakur, in his magazine, Sajjan Toshin, he mentions that, so quoting Bhakti Sanatana Thakur, that actually none of the children were of Advaicharya were actually devotees. Later, even Gopal and Krishna Mishra, they also left Mahaprabhu. They didn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They accepted Nityananda Prabhu, but they didn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they accepted Advaitacharya, but they didn't accept Chaitanya. That was the situation. Only Achyutanand, the eldest son of Advaitacharya, he was a devotee. He accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya equally. He understood the truth. And that is why even today, the followers of Advaita Parivar are the followers of Achyutanand. But at that time, Achyutanand was there. And all these people, all the sons of Advaitacharya, they became atheist and they were not actually in line. They actually joined with Brahmanas, Karmakandi Brahmanas. And they said, look, to actually handle situation in Shantipur, Advaitacharya's headquarters is in Shantipur. And they said, Shantipur is anyway in financial crunch and we are, if we go against these Brahmanas, we'll get crushed. So they actually allied with these Brahmanas. The whole situation got spiled. So Advaita Parivar people told, Vrindavan Das, we're not going to help you in all these things. There was not support from them. Achyutanand Prabhu, he couldn't really sort out things independently. So Vrindavan Das Thakur said, okay, let me ask support from Nityananda Parivar. But Nityananda Parivar, they also got, deviated. Nityananda Prabhu's son was Veerbhadra. His only son was Veerbhadra. Nityananda Prabhu's daughter was Ganga Mata Goswami. Ganga Devi. Nityananda Prabhu's daughter. From his wife, Vasudha. Nityananda Prabhu has two wives, Janavi and Vasudha. So Janavi Devi, he didn't have any issues from her. No progeny. From Vasudha, the younger sister of Janavi Devi, he had one child, Veerbhadra. And one daughter, Ganga Devi. Now Nityananda Prabhu, he himself was from Brahman community. Because Nityananda Prabhu is from Ekala Chakragram, from Radia Brahman, top class Brahmanas. So Brahmanas were sort of like they used to respect Nityananda Prabhu. But because Nityananda Prabhu did two things.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, voice is breaking, Prabhuji.
Now it's coming. Voice is not clear. What to do? Maybe just a minute. I'll just go outside.
Better now, Prabhu.
Now it's clear, Prabhuji. Yeah. You're on mute, Prabhuji. Sorry.
No, I'm asking. Voice is not. It was not breaking initially, no.
Just a few minutes back, it was breaking, Prabhuji. Now it's
okay. Clear, okay, Prabhuji. Now it's okay. Fine. So where was I? My God, I forgot. That's such an intense thing. What was I speaking? So because Ganga Devi was actually married to this Madhavanand Prabhu, Madhavanand Das, whatever. because he didn't belong to Brahman. So Brahman class actually excommunicated Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityan Prabhu and his whole, you know, so even Nityan Prabhu's son, Veer Chandra, they became anti to him. And because they were preaching Vaishnavism and Vaishnavism, they were saying these Brahmins are ritualistic. It was a very tense situation. But Veer Chandra Prabhu, he didn't marry and he had followers. So after Veer Chandra Prabhu, what happened was the three principal followers, they were such a coward people that actually they came under pressure of all these Brahmanas and Karmakandi. And they said, you know, well, we'll get killed, you know, in the process. So they said, we have to make friendship with these Brahmanas and these Tantriks. And what they did was, Nityan Prabhu's personal deity, Shyam Sundar in Kharda, that's a personal deity. Alongside Shyam Sundar, they installed the deity of Durga there. You see, now it's not there. By that time, if you would have gone, you know, you would have found Krishna and Durga. Krishna, Radha and Durga. It was very crazy situation. So Nityan Paribar, Vrindavanas Thakur, he asked help from Nityan Paribar, but they didn't. They weren't interested. They said, you mind your own business. Anyway, you are creating more fuss, you know. Because of you, because of your book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Brahmanas have become more anti to us. In fact, Vrindavanas Thakur wrote in his book, anybody who doesn't accept Gauranga and Nityan Prabhu, I will hit him on his head with a stick. And Vrindavan Thakur, in his whole book, he's again and again saying, anybody who accepts Nityan Prabhu, doesn't accept Chaitanya Prabhu, he's foolish, he's rascal, go to hell. Anybody who is Brahman and who's doing ritualistic, they'll go to hell. It's a very critical book, although very beautiful and very nice songs by Vrindavan Thakur, but it's a very critical edition of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life history. He's writing. In spite of all these threats, in spite of no support, he wrote the book. He finished the project. So you see, that is called service. Service cannot be done without risk. Without risk, a service without risk is not pleasing to Krishna. So that's why Prabhupada said that I took risk. Narottam Das Thakur risk. Shyamanand Prabhu, Srimad Thakur, they all took risk for propagating the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People didn't like, but no problem. We have to speak truth and we have to go ahead. And then, of course, in the end, Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Truth always been Satyam Param Vimahi. So he wrote this book. But what happened was, in this book, because the spiritual master Nityanand Prabhu, he focused more on those pastimes where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu were together. First of all, he couldn't really think of Chaitanya Prabhu without Nityanand Prabhu. So this Chaitanya Bhagavat is actually more glories of Nityanand Prabhu alongside with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he didn't actually really finish this book because the last chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat is actually life history of Pandit Vidyanidhi. Mahapuri and Jagannathji slapped him, his cheeks swelled. All this pastime. So it seems Chaitanya Bhagavat abruptly stops there. It just stops there. It doesn't. So Chaitanya Bhagavat doesn't finish. Okay, this is the last chapter. I'm talking about Mahaprabhu, and okay, let's pray obeisances to him and this and that. And so he stayed in Puri and he did all these pastimes, all glories to him. He just finishes abruptly. Pondered with anybody. It seems Vrindavan Das Thakur was expecting that there'll be another person who will be coming in the future who will be writing a second edition, but a further edition of Chaitanya Bhagavat, a supplementary book to Chaitanya Bhagavat, part two, which was in fact Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in his book Chaitanya Charitamrita repeatedly, I ask for the blessings of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's the original author of Chaitanya Prabhu's pastimes. But whatever he didn't describe in details, I'm writing it. And on top of it, I'm writing the Antya Leela of Mahaprabhu, the time he spent in Puri. Vrindavan Das Thakur didn't write the time spent in Jagannath Puri because he didn't have any information. He didn't meet Mahaprabhu. He never went to Puri. He was staying in Bengal. Whatever, some years after sannyas, he got information. Like Pandit Vidyanidhi, what he did in Puri, and few things. He got information from devotees, local Gaudiya devotees. He wrote it, but of course he didn't write Antya Leela. That was the job of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is part two of Chaitanya Bhagavata. Just like Rupa Goswami wrote Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but then he wrote part two of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is Ujjwal Leelamani. So Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami wrote about rasas. He wrote about Dasya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, Sakhya Ras, and Madhurya Ras sparingly. And then he writes, okay, Madhurya Ras, I'll write in another book in details, which is Ujjwal Leelamani. So he separated those two books. Similarly, Vrindavan Krishna Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Charitamrita actually Chaitanya Charitamrita continues Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Krishna Goswami says, whatever Vrindavan Thakur didn't explain, there I'm explaining. And plus I'm writing philosophy of Lord Chaitanya and his later pastimes in Jagannath Puri, which is very important. So Chaitanya Bhagavat is more of a book which is talking about emotions of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Charitamrita is more of a book which is talking philosophy of Lord Chaitanya and the internal and external reasons why he actually incarnated on this earth, which is not mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So Chaitanya Charitamrita has his own place. In Gaudiya Math, Chaitanya Bhakti Santa Thakur used to say, first read Chaitanya Bhagavat, because that's very easy and very nice. So you all can read Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's available. Of course, read with the commentary of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Don't read without that, otherwise you'll not understand anything. It will be just stories. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is very philosophical. Of course, in ISKCON, we first read Chaitanya Charitamrita because it's done by Prabhupada. But Krishna Goswami again and again he says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you want to know about this pastime, refer Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'm not going to explain because that's explained in details in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he's again and again writing, refer Chaitanya Bhagavat, as if Krishna Goswami wants that we should read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Charitamrita is not a replacement to Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a supplement to Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's not a replacement. So you all devotees can read Chaitanya Bhagavat. And that will be real offering to Vrindavan Das. If you want to remember him today, really glorify him, read his book. It's available on net. You can now, everything is available on net. And then that will be very nice. So that's the service which Vrindavan Das Thakur did for this movement, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for Nityananda Prabhu. And that's unforgettable. Vrindavan Das Thakur, I told, Vrindavan Das Thakur in Krishna Leela, he's incarnation of, So in Krishna Leela, he's Vyasadev plus one of the sakhas of Krishna, whose name was Kusumapeed. Both these persons fused to form personality of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur's mother, Narayani Devi, she was an incarnation of Kilimbika, the nursemaid of Krishna in Vrindavan. And Narayani Devi's mentor, Malini Devi, who was wife of Srivas Thakur, she was incarnation of Ambika Devi, who was the elder sister of Kilimbika. So it doesn't seem odd when Malini Devi is arranging for Narayani Devi to stay in Mamgachi. And they had a very deep relationship because Krishna, they are sisters, Kilimbika and Ambika, like that. So this is about all about Vrindavan Das Thakur. Please read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Oh, voice is not clear. Come on. Hare Krishna. How is that voice is not clear?
It's clear, Prabhuji.
It's clear.
Yeah. Okay. So please read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Don't die without reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. That's what I can say. Don't do that. You'll miss a lot of nectar. In fact, if you can read Chaitanya Bhagavat in Bengali, that's very nice. So anyway, if you get English translated, there'll be Bengali verses also. Read in Bengali because there's so many songs of Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So do that. It's not a big book. You can read. But my request is read with commentaries of Bhakti Siddhanta. Otherwise, you'll not be able to understand the intricacies in Chaitanya Bhagavat because it'll look very simple, but there are very deep truths in Chaitanya Bhagavat, which actually Bhakti Siddhanta wants to bring out. Because if you read without commentary of Bhakti Siddhanta, this book will be more of sentimental book like that. See, today's lecture also, I told you a historical aspect and what was actually happening in reality and what Vrindavan Das Thakur contributed. I could have just also told some sweet things and nice things. But that doesn't really, it's good, but it doesn't really help to see the entire picture of what was happening there and actually how we can take inspiration from Rinas Thakur and apply the same things in our life. That was the aim of this talk. Anyway, Hare Krishna, Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, anybody wants to ask anything, say anything?
And, thank you very much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. Thank you. Devotees, does anyone have any questions? Please, go ahead.
Okay. So I think nobody wants to ask anything. It was.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Not pranams, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Very wonderful.
Lalitangi Mataji, is it you?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay.
So my question is, so where Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami were contemporaries?
Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami were contemporaries. It doesn't seem like that because Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he lived a very long age. We know from historical records. He was very old. We know from Chaitanya Charitamrita also. He said, I'm very old. I'm getting blind. My hands are trembling. And all these things. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he was born. Of course, if you talk about contemporaries, so you mean by contemporaries that they're born, that they lived at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah.
They were contemporaries. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, probably he left the planet before, much before Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. That's how it happened. It seems like that, historically.
Oh, okay, thank you, Prabhuji. And one more question is...
Oh, she got muted now.
Sorry, Prabhu.
So...
Oh, I forgot the question. So regarding this, the Haritaki pastime, did that happen with Govind Ghosh?
Yeah, it happened with Govind Ghosh. It happened with Vrindavan Das Thakur, both.
Oh.
It happened with both, you're right. People get confused because of this, because they think Govind Ghosh, but it happened with both of them. Like that. So it seems Nityananda Prabhu, he had, Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, I think they had this nice past excuse, you know, for actually sending somebody on a project, you know, take some Haritaki and then put some excuse and send. It's crazy.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji, so much. Like, you know, you gave that historical perspective of how it was around that time when they were born and how they did this service. That is so nice because we don't get this perspective until it's not written in any book directly. So yeah. This really helps to see and glorify them, how in hard circumstances they have done the service. So finally, how was it accepted, this Chaitanya Bhagavat? You said that all Brahmanas were in opposition.
Yeah, it's a good question. You see, Chaitanya Bhagavat, time of Vrindavan Das Thakur, it was really condemned by Tantrics, by Brahmins. As far as Gaudiya Vaishnava community is concerned, they accepted with open hands. But as I told Advait Parivar, they didn't accept it. Nityananda Parivar, they were also against this book because they didn't want to create a fuss in their own, you know, projects and temples. And it was just a practical, pragmatic thing that they didn't accept. And of course, they didn't also accept because in this book, Vrindavan Das Thakur is again and again mentioning anybody who accepts Nityananda Prabhu doesn't accept Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He's going to hell. Anybody who accepts Advaita Acharya doesn't accept Nityananda Prabhu or Mahaprabhu, he's going to hell. So you see, Advaita Parivar, Nityananda Parivar, naturally, they thought, you know, this is crazy. Advaita Parivar people, they didn't accept Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So accept Achyutananda, I told you. All the five sons, They didn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they accepted Advaita Acharya. And they quoted that pastime when Advaita Acharya started preaching Mayavad from actually Yoga Vasishtha. So we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, he started preaching Mayavad. So later, Mahaprabhu came and actually he was beating Advaita Acharya like anything. He was about to kill him. And so Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Devi, she said, "What is happening, Mahaprabhu? He'll die, Advaita Acharya. What are you doing?" Mahaprabhu said, he's preaching Mayavad. He called me. Because of him, I come here to preach Vaishnavism. He's preaching Mayavad from Yoga Vasishtha. So Yoga Vasishtha is like Bhagavatam for Mayavadis. Okay, let me put it like that. So these Advaita Parivar, they quote that pastime. You see, Advaita Acharya was actually not liking Mahaprabhu, and that's why he started preaching Mayavad. And then Mahaprabhu came, and then he was beating Advaita Acharya. This is crazy. This is out of etiquettes. He should not have done that, because Advaita Acharya is a spiritual master and elder. So he was out of etiquette. So we reject Mahaprabhu. They quoted this. They took this incidence, and using this incidence, they quoted. They actually rejected Mahaprabhu. So obviously they would have never accepted Chaitanya Bhagavat. They didn't receive Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nityananda Prabhu's those people also didn't receive, because all I told Vichand Prabhu's disciples, they were like all deviated. So they also didn't believe in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They believed in Nityananda Prabhu, but didn't believe in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because they said, you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas, and then he ordered Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal, and then he asked him to do such kind of things. So actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was never actually with Nityananda Prabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to create his own empire. You see, all these things are given, by the way. I'm not talking like that, because if you read a book, Prem Vilas is a book written by Nityananda. So by Nityananda Das. This Nityananda Das, he is a disciple of whom? Of actually Vaninath, the younger brother of Gadadhar Pandit. He wrote a book, Prem Vilas. And if you read Prem Vilas, crazy things were going on at that time, because because from Bengal, people came to Nityananda Mahaprabhu and they said, see, Nityananda has deviated. Because Nityananda Prabhu, he is debated because he married. And he's wearing gorgeous clothes, he's wearing jewels, he's wearing diamond fingers. What? He's debated. It's completely nonsense. So all these rumors were there. And so Nityananda Parivar's people, they thought, you know, Mahaprabhu is... So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't do anything. He didn't reply anything. He didn't reply. He didn't try to sort the problem, because of course Mahaprabhu knew Nityananda Prabhu. So he knew it's all crazy rumors. But he didn't do anything. He kept silent on these issues. And because of that, Nityananda Parivar people thought Mahaprabhu is not a good person. He wants to bring a fraction. He wants to keep Nityananda Prabhu down. And that's why he's letting all these rumors go on. And they separated from Mahaprabhu. And that is why Vrindavan Das Thakur repeatedly, because of all these problems, he repeatedly mentions in Chaitanya Bhagavat, those people who don't believe in Mahaprabhu, but they believe in Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, they are going to hell. Again, if you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, this theme is all over. This means at that time, this was a hot issue and this happened. So what do we learn from that? We learn, of course, your question, Chaitanya Bhagavat was not received by Gaudiya Vaishnava community in Bengal, neither by Brahman community. But Chaitanya Bhagavat was very well received in Vrindavan. Vrindavan community received Chaitanya Bhagavat very nicely. And of course, the community of Odisha, the Odia devotees also accepted Chaitanya Bhagavat nicely, but with a little pinch of salt, because there were other Sahijyas in Jagannath Puri, like Ati Badi and other people. They also wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. So if you search on net, you will find two Chaitanya Bhagavat. One by Vrindavan Das Thakur, and the other by, I forgot the name. So I think Jayanand somebody. Jayanand, so he was a Sahijya. He also wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. So if you read, if you search net, no, if you write, did Guru Nanak meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You try today. And in Google, you will find that Guru Nanak met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, and the reference they will give is Chaitanya Bhagavat. But that Chaitanya Bhagavat is written by Upper Sampradaya Sahijya, by I think Jainan, some name Jainan. So there was already Chaitanya Bhagavat there. There were other biographies written by Upper Sampradaya in Jagannath Puri. So when Chaitanya Bhagavat of Vinod Thakur came in Jagannath Puri, they thought, well, common people or some already Chaitanya Bhagavat is there, another Chaitanya Bhagavat. So they didn't also receive it so nicely. The only place where it was received was in Vrindavan, Goswamis. And they named, so initially it was named as Chaitanya Mangal, Vrindavan Thakur's book. So they named this book, they renamed this book as Chaitanya Bhagavat because they saw Vrindavan Thakur as incarnation of Vyasadeva. They could understand that. So that's how, but later, of course, now, today we know Chaitanya Bhagavat is received all over. And this is a work by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur came on the scene, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita was lost. And they were actually, at the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there were many editions of Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. In fact, I have one edition of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is actually wrong edition, where verses are changed. There's become so much confusion. Like, for example, one of the verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita from actually old, wrong edition of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that actually in Jagannath Puri, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, Kashi Mishra used to arrange a lot of prasad for Mahaprabhu, and also Bani Nath used to arrange. But actually, it's foolishness. Bani Nath is younger brother of Das Gadadhar Pandit. He was there in Navdeep. He was not there in Puri. We know that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw this, and he actually changed from Bani Nath. He changed. Hare Krishna. Sorry. So he understood that Bani Nath cannot be this person. He cannot be there. So in that verse, he changed from Bani Nath to another devotee. So what was his name? Kashi Mishra, and another devotee he wrote, who is to arrange prasad for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he understood that these are all deviations. So now, but now Chaitanya Bhagavat is accepted. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought the true edition of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He released that, printed. He also got Chaitanya Bhagavat of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He promoted it. He propagated it. He was a very influential person. He was a judge. He could do that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually purposefully put him on a very high position. Judge at the time of Britishers, you can imagine. It's not a small thing. So he propagated, and he actually suppressed all the Upper Sampradaya, this all nonsense Chaitanya Bhagavat, all wrong edition of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He just suppressed them. He published them, he promoted right book, and now by Bhaktisiddhanta and Bhakti Prabhupada efforts, we know, everybody knows Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, the true editions, the critical editions of both of them, and of course Chaitanya Mangal is always there, like that.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That's wonderful, gives us a perspective. And also, I heard in another lecture that Janava Mata helped solve this problem where some people were thinking that Advaita Acharya is the Supreme Lord and not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So is that when she came to Vrindavan, there was some confusion like this, and so she put everybody in the proper understanding that who are Panchatattva. So is that?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So this same thing is given in Prem Vilas. You know what you do? You please read this book, Prem Vilas. It will be very interesting because in Nityananda Das, it seems actually Nityananda Das, if you read his book, it seems, you know, he has got all the controversies of Gaudiya Vaishnavism at that time and put it in a book. His book is like that. All controversies. So in fact, Nityananda Das, he writes himself that I made I made copies of my book Prem Vilas, and I distributed it, and it was very well received. But of course, some people were saying, you know, Nityananda Das, he's always seen faults, and he's collected controversies rather than pastimes. What kind of author he is. But of course, his purpose was very, very sublime, because he collected all the controversies and he gave a true perspective of those controversies. One of these controversies of Janava Devi, of this Advaita Acharya Supreme, and Janava Devi went and she solved this problem. How Nityananda Das Prabhu knows this? Nityananda Das, not Prabhu. Yeah, Prabhu, anyway, we can say Prabhu. So how does Nityananda Das know this? Because he accompanied Janava Devi to Vrindavan. He was there with him. He and also Parameshwari Das Thakur and Udharanda Thakur. All these three were there with Jahanavadevi, they accompanied. So he was a personal witness to this pastime. He wrote it. And about this past, some of this explanation of this pastime, I think it's also mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar later. But you read this book, Prem Vilas. It's a very nice book. So have you read this book, Prem Vilas?
No, Prabhuji, but I just heard this in a lecture and it all makes sense when you say now that how was it. So at that time I was wondering how it could be possible that such a confusion at that time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your association.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay, Shankar Bose Prabhu, I think he wants to ask something.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Prabhuji, in the beginning of the lecture, you told that Vrindavan Thakur, played a crucial role in the Gaudiya Vaishnava, other, if he had not been there, this whole Gaudiya Vaishnava would have got extinct, So his book, what I understood, is a very controversial book and created so much ripple among the Vaishnavas. And even nobody accepted him also. So how he helped to, this Gaudiya Vaishnava to continue further, playing that crucial role?
Was that how? How his book
helped the Gaudiya Vaishnava to continue further, because after that we see it's quite declined and it is.
But the whole point is, so I told you his book was very well received in Vrindavan. So, and Vrindavan at that time, so after some time, after the decline of Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Bengal and Odisha, because of upshooting of all these upper sampradayas, and all this confusion, all the deviations, Vrindavan became the headquarter of Gaudiya Vaishnava. And especially because of efforts of Jiva Goswami there, he established a school and all those things happened. So because they accepted Chaitanya Bhagavat as bona fide, as authentic, so people who were trained in Gaudiya Vaishnavism after Nityananda Prabhu and all this left, Sakur left, they were trained in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So the legacy continued in Vrindavan, but it was lost in Bengal. But in Bengal, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he revived that time. Like that it
happened. And the another book, this Lochinda Thakur that has written, this Chaitanya Mangal. So what is the difference between these? Are they contemporary or,
Chaitanya Mangal, Lochinda Thakur was contemporary, but Chaitanya Mangal is more of a Rasik Shastra. Chaitanya Mangal is more of songs about Mahaprabhu and all this. But of course, Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj, they didn't promote Chaitanya Mangal because of the fact that Sri Khanda later deviated and they adopted a wrong philosophy of Gaurang Nagari. They became all Gaurang Nagari. The Gaurang Nagari philosophy in one line says that Chaitanya Prabhu is Krishna. So he's an enjoyer. He's not in the mood of enjoyed. He's not in the mood of a devotee. Externally, he's a devotee, but internally, he's Krishna and he's an enjoyer. So Chaitanya Prabhu enjoys gopis like that. So we are also enjoyers. So we have to follow his process. So we also become enjoyers. So it's all crazy philosophy, Gaurang Nagari. So because they had adopted Gaurang Nagari philosophy, and because Lochinda Thakur was from Sri Khanda, a famous disciple of Narisakar Thakur, and their main book was Chaitanya Mangal. And they used to sing all the songs from Chaitanya Mangal, and then they used to promote the Gaurang Nagari ideas from that. Of course, Lochinda Thakur doesn't have Gaurang Nagari ideas, but they were screwing in their own ideas and through Chaitanya Mangal. So Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj, they knew Chaitanya Mangal is bona fide, but they didn't promote it, because if they would have promoted Chaitanya Mangal, it would have promoted Gaurang Nagari. That would have been very disservice. So that's why.
Thank you.
Parima Mataji, please go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Abu, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my obeisances.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Prabhu, I had this question that the Parivars, that like the Advaita Parivars, then Shyamananda Pandit Parivars, they are still there today.
They are there.
Are they considered as acharyas? Do people get
No. They Advaita Parivar, Nityananda Parivar, they are all still deviated. And Bhakti Siddhanta had a big fight with them. when he was establishing the Yogpeeth and Mayapur and Gaudiamath. It was a big fight. And if you read all the magazines of Bhakti Santa, which he used to publish, like Sajjan Toshani, Harmonist, and then Odia also used to publish, all those are full of all these kind of lectures, you know, where he's actually smashing those parivars and he's saying these are crazy people. Now they are still debated. They don't accept anything. So still they are all debated. And now they are mostly, most of these parivars, they have become like caste Goswamis. So caste Goswamis means they run their own mutt and then their son becomes the next successor. And the son becomes next successor. So they call themselves as Acharyas and themselves as Prabhupada. Nityanand Parivar, their title is Prabhupada. If you go to Nityanand Parivar, you ask to any any guru there, what's your name? They will say Prabhupada.
Yes. I know that.
You know this? You know that? Yes. Okay. So they are all, presently they are all debated. We don't really accept them. Of course, we don't really disrespect them also when we meet them in Godmandal, but we don't accept the philosophy. We are very clear on this fact.
So the Nityanand Parivar's philosophy is also deviated philosophy, Prabhuji.
Yeah. All of them are deviated. All of them are deviated.
So in that light, Prabhuji, there are other Vaishnava sampradayas also where this lineage thing keeps going on. I believe, you know, but there are even other sampradayas where they see that the son is the next Acharya, then the son. Then even the daughter-in-laws and the daughters are also considered as successors.
Yeah, you're right. No, but you know what? In South India, in Madhva Sri Vaishnava, it's not like that. Because Madhva Sri Vaishnavas, they are mostly Diksha and they don't do all this kind of stuff. But Gopal Bhatt Parivar, if you go now, they've also become like that caste Goswamis in Vrindavan. So Nibark Sampradaya, you can say to a certain extent they are like that. Okay, Vallabh Sampradaya,
yes,
is completely like that. It's completely like that. Their sons get their daddies and
yes,
so it's all become like that.
Yes, Vallabh Sampradaya is like that. And secondly, they only say that only if you get initiated from a descendant. So there is nothing like a disciplinic lineage. It's just the seminal lineage that is given importance.
It has become, but they're very beautiful devotees in Vallabh Sampradaya. I know, very nice. See, this is, confusion is always there in all Sampradayas. There are good people, there are wrong people, everywhere here also. In Islam, it became like that. In Islam also, there were two sections, Sunni and Shia, you know that? So
yes.
Sunni, so Shia's told, okay, it should be seminal. Sunni's told, no, it should be seminal. Christianity, it happened. I guess it happens in all sampradayas, but the point is, there are always good people everywhere, nice devotees. I have met them in Godmandal. I have met in Vallabh Sampradaya, very beautiful devotees, very nice devotees. And they themselves do not accept this seminal thing. They know that. And they are very clear and they say it's all devotion. It's all, we have to follow the process. We have to develop love. So there are always fractions like that. We have to be careful. We have to understand what's right, what's wrong, and go ahead like that.
Prabhuji, I had one more question. I heard that Janwa Thakurani also adopted some little boy, Ramai Thakur. Who was Ramai?
Yeah. She adopted Kanai Thakur.
Okay.
Kanai. She adopted a son, Kanai Thakur. And later he played a very important role in Gaudiya Vaishnav Samaj. So I think he established DTs somewhere in South Bengal. And later it got flooded. We went there. It got flooded and then the deities were shifted to, I think, Vishnupur somewhere in Bengal. So yeah, you're right. She adopted. And whose son he was, Kanai Thakur, I forgot. Yeah, I completely forgot. Yeah, I forgot. She adopted.
Okay,
I think he was a son of one of the disciples of Jahanava Devi. And she used to like him very much. So then she adopted.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, so yeah, and nobody's there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward for your association again in the future. If no one has any further question, we can end the call here. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kripa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhya Eva
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Kr